Thanks for tuning in to the Vertical Plus podcast. We always open the show with a discussion about this past Sunday's message. If you didn't catch it, you can go back an episode and listen to the audio version. Thanks again for listening.
My elbow hurts.
That's what happens when you hit a shelf with your head.
Yeah, you hit it really hard. I was worried about it.
We should mention as we're getting started, this is probably the highest stress environment we've ever recorded the Vertical Plus podcast.
It's hot. I just smacked my head.
You forgot your headphones.
Also, you're wearing denim. I think that's why you hit your head. You're wearing denim.
It's the
you're
jeans.
You're all
you
out of sorts.
Your whole day off.
Yeah, not everybody knows that I'd never wear blue jeans.
Yeah, Chase enjoys a relaxed fit as far as his pants go. But he has blue jeans on today, and he hit his head.
Full disclosure, I was at the infamous, I don't know what that word is.
Infamous?
I was at the infamous outlet mall this weekend.
Infamous?
In Pearl?
Infamous, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about this place?
I like those.
It's a long story.
Oh.
But I was standing in front of a rack with Adidas pants.
Iraq?
Yes. And I thought, will today be the day where I actually make a semi-jogger purchase just for Chase's sake? Mm. And I was going to walk in today wearing those, and it just, I couldn't do it. I could not pull the trigger. I feel like it would be one of those classic examples of a guy that's too old trying to pull that off.
But you didn't balk at the cheetah print Jordan 3s. You have those on. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, the boys were trying to get me, my sons were trying to get me to buy those, but I don't know. They're really excited at the potential of me getting a pair of Jordan 1s. I also think I couldn't pull those off. I primarily think that because my wife said, you would look ridiculous in those shoes. And then she took the next step to say, you kind of look ridiculous in anything that's above the ankle. And I said, wait a minute, I wear a boot. And she goes, yep.
Yep.
Wow. Cammy.
That's a real Cammy Derrick move, I feel like. Yeah, that's.
So I ended the conversation by saying, I don't care what you think.
Oh, you know what? I'll be the one to say it. Full knowledge that Austin's in the room. I think basketball shoes are ugly at any point outside of playing basketball.
There's a huge club that feels that way.
Yeah. I just don't like them.
Not as huge as the club that purchases those shoes to wear casually.
Now, see, I have
for
some
$600.
Nice, no. I have some older, like Air Ones. I bought them for $2 at the Goodwill. They're my favorite shoes.
Yeah.
What?
$2.
For playing basketball?
Yeah, clearly I do that in my spare time, Ben.
I love the nostalgia of it. I think it's fun.
They're just comfy. Yeah. They do squeak, though, so that's awkward.
Yeah, that is a thing with those.
It's very uncomfortable.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
The Nike squeak.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a real thing there. So,
speaking of Nike squeak, we had services yesterday at said location and said things. Is it time to get to that on our podcast?
I thought we weren't supposed to do the 3 minutes anymore anyway.
Oh, that's right. You did look radically offended. Sorry. Sorry. Here we go.
So, yeah, you said some things yesterday, Ben.
Yes, that's how we start this segment. Hey, you said some things. Yeah. Say more things about those things.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I'm like back to you guys. Well, what'd you think about the things that I said?
Sure.
Yeah. So I thought you said nice things.
Yeah.
You
said great things. Same again.
Recommend. Wow, that was we streamlined it
that
today.
Was great.
Yeah, like, hope you enjoyed our episode. Yeah.
So we were in week two of Trouble with Trouble.
Yes, which I should say instantly regret that it was such a short series.
Really?
But you ended it the best way you could have. With Dax Shepard, our shining light in podcast world,
that's true.
Leading the charge on Sunday morning.
I almost wish that we had put it out a day later.
You know what's funny is if he knew we showed his video in service, he would probably be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely angry. Yeah, like, what are you? Do not hijack my life.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, he said it. It's public. We can do that. I mean, look, I'll return the favor. If he wants to use our podcast on his podcast,
yeah,
he could definitely do that.
But he's got to spin us in such a positive light like we spun him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we celebrated. I mean, I said without the paddle thing, which, by the way, someone in the lobby was like, hey, it's a better movie than you said it was.
I was in the booth and I was like, I do like that movie, actually. It's pretty good. The dude gets adopted by a bear. It's pretty funny. I like it.
Well, Dax Shepard is just incredibly likable. That's the kind of guy that he is. And he plays that guy. But the truth behind this past week is that we saw that video first and then thought, hey, we've got a series coming up that kind of gets close to this idea.
Yeah.
That's the backstory, is that we stumbled onto this Dax thing. We were doing research for other stuff.
Yeah.
And then he says this 7 minutes worth of stuff that's just incredible.
Well, Go ahead. It was actually like an hour. We just really narrowed it down.
My favorite thing is that both of our hours on Sunday morning, your Parenthood reference bombed.
Man, did it.
Like a torpedo.
Yeah, like nobody watched that show.
6 million people, but none of them are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It seems like a Yankee show.
Yeah. Well, it's old.
A Yankee show?
It is old.
Yeah, your people.
My people.
Okay. Yeah, Amada was like, I watched
it. Oh, Amada's here, by the way.
I am here.
Oh, hey, Amada.
Hey, Amada.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot older. The show is a lot older.
And you did look very young.
Yes.
Mm.
Should we introduce ourselves? We just kind of assume people know who the three of us are because the fourth chair is just floating.
I feel like I brought that up a couple of weeks ago and y'all were like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, even Dax.
Should we do it like a band? Like, and ladies and gentlemen, to my right, a man who needs no introduction, Chase Hammock.
Chase Hammock on the Chase Hammock.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. Bad idea. Ben.
We already started, so yeah, we're in trouble.
Next week, next episode. Next episode.
Okay. I was just planning on air.
Oh.
We're not really on air.
On air. You do need a sign on your door that says on air.
I feel like what Chase needs is a bandage for his noggin.
Chase is a little out of it.
No doubt about it. Okay, what were we talking about? Dax.
I don't know.
We're in trouble with
trouble. Yes.
We're in week two. We opened with a video of Dax where he was talking about the fact that what should have been his rock bottom as a drug addict wasn't actually his rock bottom.
He said it was a rock bottom, but rock bottoms aren't the things that change you
that turn
every
you around.
Time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another year of drug use.
After that
mm-hmm. evening. Austin, you said something before service that kind of sent shivers down my spine a little bit of like, it was risky that we were doing this or something. I had one of those moments like, the fact that we're showing Dax shows a lot of courage. And I was like, oh, wait, does it? I didn't process it like that.
Are we stupid? Yeah,
I'm like, I started to panic, you know.
I feel like we do that often. Like we get in the room, we're like, well, I wrote it. So
too late now.
Here we go.
See how this goes. Hang on, this might not work.
I like the idea, and we talked about it a little bit before service because there was no backing out by this point. But I like the idea that we're willing to say, hey, and you even said it well, I like the idea that we're willing to say, hey, this is this guy's story, and he doesn't necessarily know that this was a God thing, but we want to redeem it for that and say, like, this is definitely a God thing. This is a reason why this happened. He just hasn't figured that out yet, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect to say that I would never, like, send Dax an email. Hey, man, you don't realize this, but God saved your life that weekend.
I bet he gets those emails, though.
Oh, so surely.
It's
surely.
Probably why he's so pissed off at Christianity.
Yeah.
Quit sending me emails.
Yeah. But we will say to the people who are in the gray chairs, who probably have had those kind of experiences in their life, we're like, why am I still here? How did I survive that? To be able to put voice to that and to use something that's familiar. And I think send a signal to our community. You can experience a lot of things out there that aren't produced, like, what's the best way to say this? It doesn't have to be facing the giants for God to show you something through it.
That was the best way you could say that.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. So
you're all right. In the end zone.
Look up.
Look up. We need growth.
Look up, Brock.
Brock, that's the kid's
name. Where's Kirk Cameron? Was he in this movie?
Hey, you know what? Fireproof wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I'll say it. It was better than Facing the Giants.
Facing Giants.
I didn't actually watch that one because of Facing the Giants.
Good for you.
Yeah, way to go. Okay, so let's get past Dax. There are other things that we said that we should probably be curious about.
My favorite thing, I was actually, Caitlin and I were talking about it. My favorite thing was the list that you gave. It was just very, very practical. Like the seven, how did you describe that? The seven.
Well, it's the seven deadly sins, but I led into it by saying it's the seven places that history tells us trouble does its best work or hides.
Yeah. I loved that. It was just very practical and you didn't harp on it. You just kind of gave a descriptor for each, but my favorite part about it, and I didn't pick up on this, like looking at your script going into the Sunday or anything. But the fact that you pointed out how wrath and lust kind of coexist, and if one is there, one is coming, and and they're a very similar equation. I loved that so much. Well, you know what? Actually, I didn't really love that because it was a little personal, and I was in the chair just like, geez, Ben, calm down.
Back off. Yeah, but calm down.
Such a valid point. I thought that really made a lot of sense. Also, sloth. I felt
sea sloth.
That one a little bit. Yeah, sea sloth.
Yeah. So a little bit of the backstory on that is because I think people, and I combat this a lot, and I love that we have this podcast medium to be able to do that. But people would assume that I just kind of live with that knowledge, like, oh, this is something Ben knows, and now he's sharing it with us. That emerged from my study and research and trying to figure out how to describe these seven different things to help them make sense. So you get to wrath first, and you're like, oh, well, I definitely understand what that's like. Let me describe it this way. And then I got to lust, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I had to take my hands off the keyboard, like, I've never noticed that before, and I've been in that trap before. And that's what made things emerge as like it emerged from stage as a very emphatic point because it was such a fresh lesson for me.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before, and I really want you to see this as well. And I saw a lot of nods, and I said to the men, hey, can I talk to the men? But I saw a lot of nods from not just men. You know.
Yeah, I thought that too whenever you said that. I think that our go-to is men, and also our men's community is kind of in a place where we can talk about those kind of things. Like, that comes out very organically in hangar groups and hangar weekends or whatever. I wonder if the nods from women were because they had experienced that or
they live with that.
Yeah, they live with that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Amada smiles in the distance.
Yeah.
Nodding over here, yeah. Yes.
But I think if you probably could distill the talk. I mean, a lot of stuff was said, but I think based on and I always have multiple conversations on Sunday afternoon, early Monday morning, where people want to hit me up about this stuff. I think that list of the seven things was probably the talk. Lots of stuff around it. Dax did a good job opening our minds up to the possibility. I gave some things at the end that would be helpful, but I think as far as the things that caused thought or that's right. In my story, it came down to those seven.
Yeah. I thought that those seven, and then also just in conversation, I've heard a lot about the fact, and you hit it on the head, it's something we don't think about often, the fact that it's worth bringing in other perspectives besides Jesus's. Like, you brought in Ecclesiastes and Solomon's point of view on that, and it's not that Jesus was wrong, it's just that oftentimes I think we do have a hard time relating to what Jesus says, because he is God, you know? And we're going to talk about that in coming series as well. Like, you know, the conversations that he had with God himself, because there is that man part of Jesus, but it's worth looking at other parts of that because he was God, and it's kind of hard to put ourselves in that position sometimes. I don't think I'm making sense. What exactly did you say there?
No, yeah, you're making total sense. Sometimes it's hard to take Jesus's words seriously because we're like, well, you're Jesus. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
Of course.
Yeah, of course this was it. Of course treasure's in heaven. Like, you were there before you got here. Like, yeah, big deal.
You know where I haven't been, Jesus?
Heaven. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully going to make it, though. You know.
Someday.
Maybe we should call this dynamic out, too. Like, second service when I said that, they were like, first service when I said it, I thought they were going to throw me out. Like, I thought I was about to get canceled. Like, did this guy just say something negative towards Jesus?
It is so different teaching from one service to the other.
Oh, they're very different, which that's a totally different podcast. Yeah. But I knew that I was right, but I felt very alone and uncomfortable in first service. Second service, I was like, okay, you guys
we
get
should
it.
Do,
you
know? We should do a series on that. 2021, second service people.
Yeah.
Being very public about this.
Well, the truth is I started to recruit people from second service into first service because here's what I believe. I think the people in first service, if they heard how active the listening is in second service, they'd be like, oh, we can do that? Yeah, we do that. But just the general consensus, I think, in first service is we have to be quiet now because there's a person speaking. And but anyway, that particular
bunch of Methodists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the rowdy charismatic people are in second. Yeah, maybe right. It's just that staff is in the second.
I think Pentecostal churches usually start later, so they're coming to the second service.
Gotcha.
I'm just waiting in second service for somebody to stand up and say, "We don't believe you." You know, like, it's totally out of hand. You know?
When people ask what denomination we are, I'm like, I don't know. What service are you at?
It depends.
Yeah. So the big point about Jesus was, you know, sometimes I was just being very personal. I'm like, okay, Jesus, it's easy for you to say that, but we're living in the mess, you know? Yeah. And I just thought it would be a good time to acknowledge that because you brought up Ecclesiastes. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy wasn't Jesus, but he's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be another on-ramp to the same idea that's a little more palatable in a difficult topic, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good.
It was the Ecclesiastes thing was pretty cool because he's very direct as well. The way he's talking about it. So is now the time we talk about which one of those seven that we struggle with personally?
Sure.
15 minutes in.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I would be very uncomfortable having that recorded for all time.
Really? Know? I think it would be fun to chase, but that's okay.
All right. We'll do a blitz.
No one's surprised that you're the one excited about this,
yeah.
Austin.
Okay, you go. This is how we'll wrap the segment. You go first. Of the seven deadly sins.
I don't know if it's just because it resonated with me, but the whole wrath, lust thing, like, I don't think that I exist in that lust place often, but I see how those two are tied together, and I sure know what that wrathful thing is, you know? So
I get that descriptor is like, it's wrath mostly, but you'll find yourself like, whoa, that switched to lust. Where did that come from?
Maybe it's just recency bias because I resonated with it yesterday so much. But that's probably where I'm at.
All right. I'll go second. This is going to be surprising. I think, envy for me was very convicting in the preparation.
Really?
Yes, because I find myself thinking a lot, I'm in ministry, I'm at a job, a lot of people that don't work with me don't understand the expectations, and I see people half my age with twice as much stuff. You know, it just feels like, golly, they took the easier road. This shows how victimhood I am. They took the easier road working at a particular kind of business. I'm slugging it out at a job that people really don't get but desperately need. But will choose to not show up for. I spin around a lot on that. Like if I had just picked this, I would have such a different life.
Yeah.
That's me in a really unhealthy place.
Yeah. And I think that validation point is going to be there for a lot of people too. Mm-hmm. That makes
Yeah, it makes sense that those dovetail because I struggle with that.
Yeah.
How about you, Amara?
I'm interested by this list because I always, for me, I think it just depends on the day. And I know that's a nice, you know.
Cop out.
Exactly.
We're
thanks,
calling
Chase.
It. No,
thanks,
where's the
Chase.
Cop out, though?
No, thanks,
it's
Chase.
All right. That's an Amada answer because she's going to think about it.
It is. Oh, because you know.
I love that.
You know that, like, if you had asked me this question yesterday and said, hey, tomorrow we're going to ask you this question again.
And you get one option.
Like, I would have, that would have been the only thing I would have thought about for 24 hours
I love
straight.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't do that.
And,
to
like,
you.
It would have been terrible. I would have been miserable. I would have been sending y'all messages at like 2 a.m. I hate you so very much.
Instead of TikToks of dogs. That's what Amada sends me at 2 a.m.
Not at 2 a.m. Like 10:30 last night. I definitely did.
It was good. Anyway.
TikTok's but, still a thing?
I mean, for dogs,
sorry.
Yes.
I'm
sorry,
not
sorry.
Saying it. I'm not taking the bait.
Okay, so if you had to pick just today or generally.
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer. Because I think I experience each one of them so very differently that I don't know. They all somehow seem related in a very weird sort of way to me. And so I think when I see one, I kind of immediately see another one because of whatever situation I'm in.
I think I know what you mean. Like, and I just said it, but I think you could say it and really mean it. Like any of these lists, when I'm in a bad way, all of these are a possibility.
They all seem relevant for whatever reason.
Yeah. Just unhealthy Amada could be any
right.
of these.
Right, they're
things
all of them. every single one.
I'll take all of them, please.
Just because, like, and I am an overthinker. So each one of them, I would find a way to have it apply to that situation, whatever it is. So it wouldn't even, I could pick one, but then in 5 minutes, I'm like, ooh, nope, it's not that one anymore. I thought about this too long. Now it's this one, you know, that kind of thing. Nobody's surprised by that. Thanks, guys.
It's just a complicated space up there.
You're telling me.
I have to live with a smile up there.
Welcome to my world.
What do you think, Chase?
About Amada?
Yeah.
Do we have that kind of time, guys?
Not today.
Yeah.
I think I agree with Amada, but I think I think it's most present because of how much it flies under the radar for me is Pride. Mm. I've always struggled with this because until very recently I wasn't dumb. And so like I operated as a smart person with like the right answer for a large part of my early life.
Yeah, you've talked with the staff about this.
I thought you meant when you hit your head.
like just now?
Until recently.
No, go ahead.
So I had like especially working here, like I have to really battle through the filter of like my opinion or my idea is right. And it's annoying that people just don't realize that it's right. Because that's so far from the truth. But my initial instinct reaction is frustration with that. And it just gets me into trouble. So I think it's the one that I probably work through the most right now.
I could hear on that, but also give a little bit of pushback. And that a lot of times you are right. You know, so in a weird way, our creative collective culture baits you into that because we do. I don't know that people understand this about the way that our staff operates. We definitely have an org chart. We definitely have a hierarchy that, you know, the buck stops, responsibility and all that. But when we sit around that table, we're way more equal than we are in some sort of hierarchy.
And I think I've heard people talk often about like the way that we communicate, I think is a good way to put that. Like, you know, I think it surprises people sometimes the way that you and Chase would communicate or I might reference something you said. And I think maybe to some people they would think that would be disrespectful. I guess that's where that's coming from.
Yeah, I think so. Because like we would expect that it would operate this way. But the way that we get to our product inside of our church is that we just destroy all of that pretense. Because anybody at any time could have the best idea or be closer to the truth. Or
oftentimes
something.
Michael has the best idea.
Yeah.
Which is always crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't say anything if we're in a meeting for 2 hours and 14 minutes, then he's not going to say anything for 2 hours, 13 minutes and 34 seconds. Then he's going to say the thing. And I'm like, why didn't you do that earlier?
And then he'll walk away.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, I got to go. Yeah. But the fact that we have that kind of culture, I think it's it forces you to exercise maturity over that more than maybe other areas.
Also, I think that your personality, Chase, and I don't know the whole Enneagram thing, but
clearly.
But I think if I was to say that, like, hey, my hang up is pride, people would be like, yeah. Okay.
Tell me something I don't know.
But for you to say that, like, you're such a perfectionist in the way that you work and the way that you process those sort of things, I think it's more about putting a product out. I'm trying to think of the best way to say this.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think about like an arrogance to you whenever I would talk about you.
No, it's not even that. I stifle out in my own head a lot of times talking out ideas rather than me immediately getting to the solution fast.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest struggle. Cause I like where we work, I want to be really good at hashing out to get to the best product.
Yeah.
But it's a steep learning curve for me because of,
cause you already know the right answer.
Yeah. Guys, come on.
Everybody else just catch
that's
up.
That's exactly what I was just about to express it that way. I feel like, if we're searching for something, Chase is always the one who's like, apart from the group, is like, hey guys, have you looked over here? Have you seen this?
He literally did this 30 minutes before the podcast because I was trying to figure something out, and he said, just use tinfoil. And I was like, oh yeah, right.
What? I literally said that too.
I didn't shout it.
No, he didn't. He just said it.
I have tinfoil you're in shouting my classroom. Less.
I think what our listeners should take, or what I would want our listeners to take, is that this is the kind of conversation that you need to have with people after you experience a teaching like we just had. Mm. like, hey, I wonder which one do I struggle with? And then you vocalize it, and mm-hmm. then you let your community, the people around you, confirm it, deny it, put a little color around it. I mean,
we said that week one too, like which type of person are you in this?
Yeah. Yeah. So we should encourage people. Go confess.
Yeah. Ask the people who love you to be honest.
We'll have a drive through confessional for everybody. Get ready. Ooh,
there you go.
All right.
Next segment. Hello, Austin.
Philip.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row that I've forgotten about Mitch.
I think I like Philip. I think I'm going to go with that.
Just for this segment, you call each other your other names?
I think I'm going to start calling you Phil from work.
Phil from work is the guy that always stains his shirt during lunch.
That's a great username. I'm going to change my username on everything to Mitch from work.
That honestly would actually be kind of funny to talk to people like that don't know our first names. Yeah. Our first names. And just be like, who, you have a Phil? Yeah, he's been here for years. Yeah,
he's been here forever. What do you mean?
Anyway.
All right, it's decided.
All right, Michelin. Yeah, Michelin.
Yeah.
Great joke. You want to ask us some questions?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool.
I got a few for you. First question of the week, and I'm glad somebody asked this because this will give us a...
Thanks, somebody.
Thanks, somebody. I'm not going to mention your name.
No.
But I'm glad this was asked so that we can actually talk about it here. What was the thought behind taking worship out of the Sunday morning videos?
Take it away, Amata.
Too bad I don't know the answer. You got questions about kids ministry? I got you.
I do think you're the best person to answer it, Ben, unfortunately.
Is that true?
I'll back you up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just start it off and then we'll correct you. And then...
Yes. It's good. The usual. All right. I'll be quick with this. It was the beginning of the pursuit of the idea that we need to be delivering digital content in a way that people are naturally consuming it. Also combined with our experience of when this is going on in our weekend services, people are still like doing things, not paying attention. Mm. They're just listening.
Yeah.
And it was a tremendous, I will be the guy to say this. It was a tremendous amount of work on our staff to record and mix and put out there for it to be marginally effective for people.
Yeah.
I think the only person really actively participating was Caitlin Roberts.
Caitlin did enjoy worship.
Yeah.
But she would...
Not anymore, though.
She would sing with it like... I think a lot of people were doing this.
Almost like in the car, kind of.
Yeah, like, I think that she would be like, okay, YouTube's on, they're worshiping, this is nice, I'm going to wash the dishes while I listen to it.
Thank you, you know? Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to mow the yard while I listen to it. She's a woman, Ben, so she doesn't do that. But
man, if I had only known.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that's how, like you said, people are consuming content right now.
Yes. Yeah, we were just delivering something that in the end was not as effective. And I'm proud of the fact that as a church, we're trying to figure out how to get content to people in a way that matters most to them.
Also, it's about to get a lot better.
Yeah.
It was also at the same time as it was, I wouldn't say not worth the effort, but just a lot of effort while also having physical services. It was also the precursor to where we're going. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That's probably the most important part of that answer is it allowed us to shift our focus.
Mm-hmm. And we're sorry if you miss it. I mean, we're not trying to be callous about the whole thing. We're sorry if you miss it. But
Groat isn't sorry. He's like,
screw those people.
Yeah, that's right. We're all very aware that if you want to have that experience, see any music streaming service out there, and you can have that. You can do that for yourself and your own growth and development. It's not unique. Our point of view on the worship through digital medium was not unique.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get that somewhere else. We want to give you something new and fresh and
correct
and well done. So.
Yep.
Concise, I like it. What is something you always wanted but never got?
Whoa.
Minor, not like $1 million.
Are you talking like a father's affection or like,
oh my God. Like how I mean, is
where
going?
Do we go with this?
Are you like this?
Do we have that kind of time?
What is something you always wanted but never got? I actually put together this list right before we came in, so I hadn't thought about this. What a question.
This is a hard question for an American to answer because it's like, if I wanted it.
Don't get all bent on us.
I got it.
So as a kid, I always wanted an Easy Bake Oven.
You never got an Easy Bake
That's
Oven?
That's a great answer, actually.
So I wanted one. I didn't get one until I was like, it went to my sister, who is 2 years younger than me. So by the time she got it, I was too old.
But you still played with it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Wait a minute.
Those little upside down cakes were my favorite.
You wanted it and didn't get it, but then your younger sister got it?
Yes, because somebody outside of the family gave it to her.
Oh,
like a friend gifted it to
her.
So
no foul there.
So it wasn't like my parents got it for her.
Got it.
But I was still a little salty for a while.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Always wanted but never got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so young.
I got plenty of time left.
Okay, let me just go ahead. I can be very upfront with this.
A daughter.
Whoa.
Okay. No, go ahead.
The censoring that just went on right there.
Sorry.
I have experienced the death of a dream, and I think I'm okay with it, but I have always wanted a Jeep, and I never got it. And I don't see getting it anytime in my life.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've wanted a CJ.
You're not to a midlife crisis yet.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm at that place now where I can tell that my life expenses with my sons, and there's never going to be a time where I'm like, you know what? I got $8,000. What am I going to do with this?
Just get a Jeep when they're older. Yeah, like, problem solved.
Yeah, send them to college.
Once they're gone?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the time has passed, really, and I should have done it much earlier in my life. But
when it could have been your main car.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, I don't want to sell this. I'll keep it and then get a vehicle, an everyday driver. I didn't do it in order.
You can be the cool old guy that drives the Jeep.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be your vibe.
That'll be you.
You're going to be old in a few years and you can, they'll be in school and you'll get a Jeep. And
I'm already kind of an old man. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Are you the only person on staff that's 40? She comes out of the office.
She's like, what?
I hope she listens to this. Okay, Chase, you're the only guy.
I cannot think of.
Don't think big and
just
grand.
React.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can think. Because, like, I don't usually, like, when I want things, it happens so little that, like, I just get it.
Cool to live that life.
I'm saying, I don't constantly
want something.
I'm trying to go back to my childhood. Because surely there's something there.
What did 8-year-old Chase pine for?
I wanted to be outside and I literally lived there about 20 hours out of the day.
That explains so much. Pass. Double dare.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I needed more time on that one. There's something, I just can't think of it.
The only thing that comes to mind for me, and it's something I would never ever actually use, I don't think, except for maybe one day of my life, just to like put a smile on my own face. And Chase is gonna make fun of me for this. This came back up when I was watching The Last Dance, but Scottie Pippen had a shoe that I loved, and it's really ugly. It's like the ugly basketball shoe that Chase was talking about.
Every one of them.
I couldn't actually wear it for any reason other than to just make myself happy. But I've never bought them because they're expensive. And
how expensive?
Not super expensive, but they're kind of expensive. Like, for something you couldn't wear.
Multiple hundreds?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But you couldn't actually wear them.
I get it. I mean, you're the kind of guy that's like, okay, everybody's got Jordans, but I've got Pippins.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So,
do you wear them? No, but I have them.
Nope, but they look cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Okay.
I'm kind of with Chase. I don't really want a ton of things, and if I did, I would think I would buy it.
Our listening audience can't see this, but Chase is like locked in trying to figure out an answer.
I'm going through every year that I can think of.
Well,
it doesn't help that he hit his head on a shelf earlier.
I probably lost all.
Yeah, he lost 4 years of his life.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. Stay tuned. We will come back next episode, and Chase will have his answer.
No, I'm going to think of it while BSing these next two questions.
Okay. All right, next question. If you think of it, let me know.
Will do. I'm just going to shout it.
What is the most useful thing you own? Can't say iPhone.
Yeah, that's cheating.
I do use my iPhone every single day, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can be like, a toothbrush. It needs to be like, you know, if they're incredibly useful.
I know. It can it be a thing that I have many of?
Yeah.
Joggers. I went to go to the bathroom earlier and had to
blue jeans.
I had to unbutton my pants for the first time in 4 years. Oh my God. Ridiculous. Like, everyone should buy joggers.
This is it. This is ridiculous. What is this, so, the Wild West?
Jeez. Last week we were talking about my underwear. This week we're talking about that.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. That's good.
All those people who can't wear joggers to work are so frustrated with you right now.
American Eagle, if you can get them.
Most useful things you own. I'm going to go ahead and say, is this thing that brings us joy? I don't know.
No, it says useful.
Useful.
Yeah, practicality is key here. Yeah.
My front door.
My front door. Use that thing all the time. The deadbolt on it.
So helpful.
I love blender bottles because they're just easy breakfast.
Mm. Oh, awesome. You got something coffee related. It's got to be a pour over or a Chemex.
Oh, yeah. I use my Chemex every morning.
I don't know if you didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I just don't think about things in those categories. I'm just not that kind of person. Like, oh, this is super useful. I'm glad I own it. Hmm. I just don't think that way.
That seems like exactly how you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like, it just isn't what runs through my mind.
What about you, Ahmad?
I do think I love this thing.
Oh, Ben's still talking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I'll let Ben finish.
My bad.
Sorry. I have no answer to this. This is probably the most train wreck ask us anything we've ever had.
I didn't give you all enough time. Well, Amada, do you have
anything
useful?
Too bad you knew the episode was coming.
not
I didn't.
I was joking.
So I constantly burn my fingers on things. So the most useful thing I own actually is pot holders, but they're very specific pot holders.
Oh, this is a good one.
They are made, my mother-in-law makes them out of old jeans, and they're just, you put your hands in the pockets and they have little inserts
I've seen
in them.
These.
They're the best thing ever.
You know who could never own those? Chase. He doesn't have old jeans.
I do. I'm wearing them today. The last time.
They are officially old.
We have stacks.
They're
of
pot
them.
Holders like, after this.
Get ready.
If you're ready, Chase, she'll do them.
All right. Ben, did you have one or are you passing?
I'm going to go air compressor.
Such a
day. Every day?
I use an air compressor unusually a lot. They have a lot of uses. We don't have time for this, but
my head hurts.
It's money well spent.
An unusual amount.
Chase. Yeah, no.
Yes. In fact, it's so useful that people send me texts. They live in my neighborhood asking if they can borrow it. So take that.
You're that guy.
Look at you.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Last question.
All right.
And the last chance for Chase to think of something
I'm
he's
trying
always wanted.
My best.
What other podcast do you recommend besides this one?
None.
Armchair Expert, Dak Shepard.
Armchair Expert's pretty great. Oh, he had
Wait a minute. What's that question?
Yeah, I know, right? We can't recommend other podcasts.
No. Next segment or nothing.
Come on, be serious. There are other great podcasts out there.
I want the name of this person after the word done.
I don't think I can give it.
Okay,
now.
The one that we do talk about a lot in our circles, this will be interesting to note, is Revisionist History.
Yeah, he's
anything
great.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Anything
great.
Malcolm Gladwell.
He started a new one, Broken Record, and he's not on it enough. I don't want to hear Rick Rubin. I want Malcolm.
Yeah. Malcolm's pretty great. I love him.
Anyway, sorry, rant. Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of the famous podcasts. I'll be honest about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm jumping in my Spotify right now to see.
I'm actually
I've been
just pulling
to.
Out my phone to see which podcasts I've listened to.
You know who's actually is good? We did it just this past Sunday. We showed a clip from it, but Sam Jones.
Yeah.
Off camera, it's very good.
If he's a good interviewer.
He's very photographer is what his trade is, but then he's a closet interviewer.
I have
interviewer.
Random. Really, really random. Also, they're slightly political, so I'm not going to say them.
No, go for it. You like it.
They're slightly political.
Oh, I will say this. I have both,
NPR. Only
I have
NPR.
Both Vice and Daily Wire podcasts
you listen
downloaded.
To Vice?
I have them both downloaded on there. I'm saying I'm a well-rounded listener.
Who can peg this guy?
Yeah. Interesting.
I will admit I'm way more interested in Amada's answer to this question than any of ours.
I'm sure you are. So most of mine are... like little nerdy podcasts.
Mm. That's what I'm
Surprise.
Talking about.
But probably not the kind of nerdy that you're thinking of, to be honest.
Okay.
Like the one that I listen to most is actually a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Oh, okay.
My husband plays.
I almost said that.
I know.
I know you do, Chase.
How do those?
Oh, y'all's draft was this week.
Shut up.
The draft is like the football.
No. So What do you talk about on a dungeon?
So, well, the one that I listen to is actually a podcast of a game. So it's them playing the game.
Ah, but okay.
What I listen to more often is called Spectacular Failures. And
sorry, continue. Oh, I'll ask my question in a second.
Oh, you, okay, Chase?
I'll wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it talks about the last one that I listened to was about Kodak. And so how it's just very fascinating. It goes on into the very different failures of businesses or companies.
Kodak made a comeback though, right? They started producing something else besides
medicine. I think it imploded though.
Oh, it did?
But like the first one is about a beer company.
That failed?
Schlitz Beer.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
So like it's you okay, Chase? You having a little flashback over
he lost,
there?
He lost a lung.
Yes.
I feel like you have to be 60 plus to have like appreciated that beer.
RC Cola.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
what
Austin.
Is this? You don't play your podcast or talk about them.
Even I know this.
My bad.
So now we're going to get copyrighted.
We're going to get trademarked.
Oh man, Austin.
Also, I said Vice. I think I meant Vox. I can't read.
I think Vox.
Yeah, I meant Vox.
Okay, surprise. That's better.
Yeah, sorry.
I had one more that I was going to tell you about that I know I've talked about with Austin. And it's called The Way I Heard It with Mike Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I forgot about that.
I love that one.
Mike Rowe's
it's just a little
great.
Snippet.
7 minutes. Kill just, about eight of them in a row.
Right. Yep. I mean, and I drive 30 minutes to get to work, so you know I can listen to several.
They're good.
Like, they're good. Yes.
He has a book on those now.
Mm-hmm.
Does he?
He has a book called The Way I Heard
Amada,
It.
Amada, your Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Yes, Chase.
Who is it?
Critical Role.
Who are they? YouTube as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And they have lots of other little...
Like, we could do a whole nother one of these on YouTube references.
Oh, yes.
My brother played that game growing up.
Coincidentally.
I never got into it. I feel like that game was for smart people. I saw my brother playing it. I'm like...
Dungeons & Dragons?
That's a smart people
game. It's complicated.
I feel like
it really
it's a
is.
Commitment.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
You gotta have good friends.
So here's the thing. As somebody who sat and watched many hours, because my husband is...
You're so supportive.
Plays, I'd...
She just likes spending time with him.
So there was a point where it actually became a Tuesday night thing. We would have people over.
Oh, yeah.
The wives would go hang out, and we would watch TV, and the guys were all playing their game. Okay. It was a fun,
I wish my wife would
thing.
Watch me play 2K or Call of Duty.
She does sometimes.
Now Amada has a sunroom, so that's a perfect place.
That's true. Amada's on dragons.
It makes my house sound super fancy, and it's really not.
I thought of my thing.
Oh, let's hear it, Chase.
Here we go.
Hang on. This just in.
It's a similar dream dying thing.
Okay.
Y'all are depressing.
Wow.
The question was you never got. I mean,
I've already ordered the shoes since we've been talking.
From about 2008 until about 2013, I really thought that I could give it a shot of being a YouTuber.
Mm.
Like in early eras of YouTube as well. Because I think I could have done it.
If you had gotten on there like at the very beginning,
like 2010,
Chase, you would have been famous.
Yep.
I never did it, and I never really had a lifestyle that warranted or supported
a
fun YouTube channel. Well,
I feel like that's the most feasible though, right?
I don't think nowadays.
You didn't
it is.
Want to just record yourself while you're working in the truck.
There's so many avenues.
I would have done like gaming or something like that back then.
Yes.
And you like
yes.
Capture cards back then were so expensive.
Oh yes,
so expensive.
Oh yes,
and it was just never feasible. Mm-hmm. I'll say capture card. That's what I never got. A
there
capture
you go.
Card.
There you go.
I'll say for the record right now, I would watch your YouTube channel if it was you rolling through Wendy's. I would watch that episode.
Really?
A lot of episodes.
Yeah, I really
back
would.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
What, like just me placing orders? I do make it fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you use voices?
Yeah.
And Scott does too.
And I guarantee you would say at the end of this segment, this video, you'd be like, all right, see you later. And you'd walk out and that'd be like your Mr. Rogers moment.
Yep. Yeah.
You'd be the see you later guy.
My favorite one and Rachel's least favorite one is in like early May when quarantine was really getting started. I was going to Wendy's and being like, good quarantine to you. And then doing that voice.
Yeah. I heard about that. She didn't love that.
Some would say hated.
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens. Scott got known as the guy that does the voices at the one fast food place down the road from us. We stopped going there after we realized that they knew us. Very well. We don't go there anymore.
If people have hung in there on this podcast, you're the real ones.
You are the real ones.
Yeah.
I think this is peak podcasting.
I mean, honestly, I enjoy this.
Yeah, this is good.
This is what I listen to. Just friends.
Yeah. Next segment. Let's go off the rails even further.
Just good friends.
recommends.
Ooh. Hey, first time thing happened on the recommend. Somebody's got to leave after they give them. Ben, who's surprised there?
Wait, no, we no, kicked him out. We're kicking him out. This is our choice.
Yeah. Okay, but we want his after that last segment. Ben has 3 minutes, no more, no less. Actually, you can have less if you want, but no more. Ready, go.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with...
thank you, Janice.
Yeah, thank you, Janice, and all that stuff. See previous episodes.
Wow, Janice is going to be hurt.
I stumbled back into something that I had and then didn't have. And
reading?
I have it again. No.
Quit interrupting. He's got to go.
I'm still on the 48 Laws of Power. I'm still arguing with that, by the way. Because
and Mastery.
He's so right, but it feels like I can't live that way. Oh, okay. That's another discussion. Okay. This is actually something that correlates with my new adventure of trying to be nutritious. I was that way for a long time and then totally gave up. Costco membership reintroduced me to PB2. It is a peanut butter powder.
Oh, yeah, we use that. I throw it in shakes.
Yes, exactly. So if you have the drudgery, and I know a lot of people participate in life this way, you mentioned blender bottles. You're getting your nutrition intake through a shake or a drink at some point during the day.
Supplemental.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm so sick of this flavor.
It's good.
Boom. Drop a little bit of that in there.
And you can mix it with almost anything because it's peanut butter.
Almost anything.
Vodka?
Ooh.
I mean, on the weekend.
I don't think I'd like that.
As the one person here who probably would never.
Peanut butter, potatoes.
If you have a blender bottle full of vodka at your job in the middle of the day.
I have further questions for you.
Yeah, the peanut butter powder is that's like step 5 or 6 in that conversation. So.
Also, I feel like at that point it would kind of look like diarrhea.
Ew.
Because powdered peanut butter.
Ooh, we
got to
keep moving.
Wow.
Man.
How many minutes Ben got left?
You know, it's
chunky.
You know what eventually
how
is
how hard
happen?
Did you hit your head?
That's exactly what I was about
what
to say.
What is wrong
we're
with
gonna,
you?
Eventually, we're going to listen back to this episode by saying to people, hey, you want to hear what it sounded like when Chase had the concussion but didn't know it?
This one needs a disclaimer.
Yeah. No, like, he brought up vodka, and I was talking about protein shakes.
Listen to this guy. Where Chase gets a concussion.
That's its name.
Okay. Yeah. Want.
All right. PB2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as need is concerned, this is going to feel weird because it's a little off topic, but I think people need to pursue organization in one part of their life. I did this weekend. I decided I was going to get my home office organized, and it took hours because it was incomplete.
It's impressive because it's like 5x5.
I know.
Maybe less.
I had to start with just cleaning the layers of dust, and it was bad, really bad. But you need to pursue. I think my premise is that organization in one small part of your life will naturally lead to organization in other places, and it won't feel like quite so much work.
I don't like it.
Yes. Okay. Next, where. I actually do have a where.
Wow.
Yep.
Nice.
I have pursued these and haven't been very public about it up until now, but I've decided they're pretty affordable and they're worth a purchase. You can get them at Academy. Under Armour makes a pair of shorts. They're $35. They're winners. They're true winners.
I'm going to one up you.
Is it a mesh?
No, it isn't mesh. It's kind of like a runner / tennis short.
How short are they? Like dry fit sounding? Or are they?
Do they do the
windbreaker sounding? What are they?
There's zero friction involved. If that's what you're asking.
You need to work on your thighs.
Yeah. Wear some jeans.
But, yeah. They're just nice shorts. They're nice bum round shorts. You can work out and they're comfortable. And they're not too short. The inseam is long enough for you to not embarrass yourself.
I'm out.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only guys that can wear shorts that short are guys that are in the military because that's what's given to them. If you're wearing too short of shorts as a male, I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I like a short with
I'm speaking to you right now. Yeah. Okay, as far as read goes, I'm still wading through a bunch of things that I should be reading, but I'm not.
So, you did it in 2 minutes. Way to go.
Yeah, there you go. And actually, all those were useful.
Well, I mean, that's subject to opinion.
Minus the shorts.
Right. All right, we're going to keep rolling while you just get
out. Yeah, I'm going to some movie in my sense.
Wait, so
everyone.
Huh? Do I go second now?
Yeah, you go second now.
Okay, all right. So since Ben took my first place spot, I'll spiff up this segment. Want. Ahmad and I were actually talking about this earlier. I've started a new Netflix series that I'm really loving. And I didn't think I was going to like it because it's very good. Quirky. But it's really, really good. It's called Umbrella Academy. It's a story about these superheroes. They're kind of siblings.
Yep.
But it doesn't take place in...
Well, they're adopted siblings.
They're that's what I'm saying. They're adopted siblings.
Bye, Ben, on three. One, two, three.
Bye, Ben. it doesn't take place in like the Marvel, like the MCU universe or DC, any of that. It's its own thing.
It's gruesome.
It's really good.
It's good.
I've seen like 30 minutes of one.
Oh, I didn't know you were watching it.
No, I was at my parents'.
I think you would probably like it. It's good. So Umbrella Academy, definitely worth your time. I've really been enjoying it. It was recommended to me by Parker Petyuck. Shout out to Parker. So you know it's good.
Yeah.
I don't really have a need, I don't think. I don't think I have a way. Top basketball sneakers just for Chase.
cool.
Read. Awesome. I'm going to say I actually started another book. It was recommended, even though I'd already read it. I'm rereading it. It was recommended to me by Micah Thomas. Ready Player One. It's a classic.
I have read that one.
I love that book, and I've been kind of in
How far have you gotten into it, though?
I mean, I've read it before. Yeah, I've read it before, but I've kind of been in a lull reading. I read so much at the beginning of quarantine, I just kind of burnt myself out.
And not enough fiction.
I never read fiction. Mm. But I really love Ready Player One, so I started again. I did like that book. And it's great.
Have to warn somebody about it, though.
Really?
Yes, because there was somebody who had a younger kid who wanted to read it, and I said, you may need to wait a bit longer.
But it is a classic. It's really good.
So, it's very good.
So that's where I'm at. That's what I got.
Cool.
Ahmad,
do you want to go or me?
Y'all, real fast. Nice. It's been a hot minute since I've
done
some recommends.
You've got four categories.
Yes.
You've got want.
Yep.
You've got need.
Yep.
Which is something you use often. Okay. Often we use kitchen stuff. Is what Chase will do. Where. Third, and then read is fourth. So okay. Want, need, where, read.
If Ben was still here, I was going to make fun of him for asking me to be on the podcast just a couple hours ago and not giving me enough time.
He does that a lot.
We're going on 3 weeks in a row.
He does that a lot.
So I'm just going to have to make fun of him even though he's not here.
You know, if he would schedule people ahead of time.
I mean, it's not like I had stuff to get done today.
I wonder if he'll listen back to this.
Sure hope so.
No telling.
I sure hope he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So... jokes aside, I didn't really have that many things to recommend.
I do one sometimes.
I have an album that I'll recommend.
Ooh. That's a one. That's nice.
Great.
So it's not something like super hype or Ben makes fun of me when he hears it in my office because it's very chill, but it's actually a soundtrack to a video game.
Ooh, you got me intrigued.
It's Celeste.
The game is Celeste?
The game is Celeste.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is called Celeste.
Oh.
But it's very chill, I would call it floaty, almost kind of
music. Well, it's a space game, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a platformer. I don't know much about the game itself. Mm-hmm. Never actually played the game.
Scott.
No, Scott hasn't even played the game.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
He just got the recommendation for the album, and he was like, we're going to listen to this. And he was like, we'll buy the game eventually.
So very
it's,
cool.
It's
nice.
On the list.
Nice.
But if you're just listening, you know, you need some nice chill music. The other thing I'll recommend is something that I didn't know about. It's a brand of bread. Super specific.
Let's go.
You can say it's a need. What is it?
Dave's Killer Bread.
Oh, never mind.
What were you going to say, Chase?
We found a new bread recently, too. It's
well,
incredible.
So the reason this company actually has a very specific purpose with their in like the
to make bread.
To make bread.
Good
but
grief.
They actually they actually hire one out of four of their employees has a criminal record background.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they actually also do
I thought of another recommend. Go ahead.
Calm down, Austin.
Sounds like they're building an
He's
empire.
He's like having a seizure over here. Calm down. But they are they also do they have training for people who have come out of prison and can't get jobs. And so they actually have a foundation and all that kind of stuff. The bread's like a little expensive. It's like $5 or $6 a loaf. Ooh. However, I'm willing to spend that.
For the cause.
For the cause.
And it's probably really good.
It's so good. I'm actually about to go when we're done here. That's what my sandwich is on today.
Yeah,
it's
nice,
so good.
We've got a late lunch coming.
Oh, yeah. I am ready.
Austin and I are going to go get some Kroger sushi.
What?
I brought lunch.
I did too.
All right, my turn.
Sure.
You got to wear? Neither? You can have neither.
I buy my clothes from Goodwill, so I'm not much of a...
You're kind
of
like me, thrifting and vertical apparel.
Yeah, Reshma's Home t-shirts are currently some of my favorites.
Yep. You can't shout her out anymore.
I know, we're done. But yeah. Chase so and I matched today, so we have to do it.
We did.
I am wearing an Amplify sweatshirt, if that makes you feel better, Austin.
Oh, yeah. That's a good...
Wake weekend. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. It's a good one. I like it.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. All right, this one's a little heady, but I experienced this last week, and it really changed my attitude about where I am at life, where I am at in life. My neighbor came over and mowed our huge backyard last week while we were while we were moving in.
Yeah.
Didn't ask him to, didn't mention it to him. He just saw that odds are we don't own a mower yet.
Right.
And this backyard's huge and tall. I want to mow it. So what you want to do is be a great neighbor.
Look at you go.
Get started in your lifestyle. You know, it's nice to be on a street, in a corner, whatever, and have great neighbors surrounding you. I'm already looking forward to all the dinners we're going to have at our neighbor's houses. They've already invited us twice.
How nice. Wow. It's because y'all are young.
So either
and you have a little baby.
Exciting and
you
spicy.
Have a baby, yeah. And everybody wants to hang out with your baby.
Super nice or serial killers. So.
Yeah, well, he works at Sun Valley.
Oh, yeah, he's probably not a serial killer.
Probably not. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think he'll be okay.
Cool.
Which nobody may know who Sun Valley.
I do know what Sun Valley is.
I figure you do. Anyway,
is that a
need? Huh?
Stop.
need what you need. All right. Amada just inspired me. If you don't go the Dave's Killer Bread route, you know, shame on you. but if you decide not to, Sara Lee has a spinoff of their bread called Artisano.
It's so good.
It is the best grocery store bread I've ever had.
But grilled cheese with that nonsense.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Toast, grilled cheese, PB&J, Cubans. I've done Cubans with it.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yes.
It's so good.
And worth it.
Yeah. And it's not really not that pricey. Mm-hmm. I mean, for bread in the grocery store, it's probably a dollar more than what you would normally pay, but
who cares?
Live a little.
A dollar gracious. For tasty bread?
Yeah. Wear. What you need to wear. I can't remember if I've recommended this before, but I don't think I have. So Ben just recommended those Under Armour pants for $35. That is a ridiculous amount to pay for gym shorts. I don't understand why you do that, especially if you're going to own a few pair, right? Thank you. Academy.
I'm thinking like, well, how much do I pay for my gym shorts?
Academy has their in-house brand called BCG. I think it's their in-house brand. I only see it at Academy.
I don't know.
It's the one with the four or five little dots going sideways on there. Anyway, BCG, I guess they're track shorts. I don't know. BCG has great shorts, and they're like $20 for a pair of gym shorts. Pockets, flexible, great elastic in the waistband. Has not gone out at all. Has a string for tying off. If you're that kind of person, don't know why you would do that. But if you want to, you can. Very breathable.
Mm.
They go great with Reebok underwear, Goodfellow underwear if you're a guy. All kinds of great options here. So, once again.
We're here to strap up your closet.
you need a more breathable closet. So, BCG, Reebok underwear. Great combo. Puma socks on the bottom. See you next week.
All right.